Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me for the first time Cor Coe. He is a professional geologist and mining engineering technologist, and he has over 35 years of experience in the mining industry, working primarily in Arizona, Nevada, and the Yukon, and has put two mines into production in the past. He's also credited with the discovery of a 2 million ounce gold deposit. Cor has been a director and an officer of several successful public mining companies. He is currently focused on building the shareholder value for Sitka Gold Corp, which I'm very happy about because I am a shareholder of Sitka Gold Corp, and it's also a company that I've recommended in my newsletter. It's also, of course, a sponsor to the show. One of those properties that that Sitka has is in Arizona, another in Nevada, and a third in the Yukon. It's my understanding that all three of those projects are expected to be drilled this year, with the first one, the one in Arizona, already having the drill turning on it. And it's also my understanding that we could be getting some assay results in the not-too-distant future from that property as well. I know one of the things that I really liked, I mean, the company has a market cap of only about $5.2 million in U.S. money, selling at around 17 cents in U.S. funds. And the fact that they have not one but three properties, all of which have really good prospects, some the probability is better for success than others, but nonetheless, three properties and the market's almost giving it the company almost no value to speak of for a company with so many good assets. So, Cor, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks, Jay. I appreciate that offer.
Yeah, it's really good to have you here. And I should mention, you made an announcement today that you've acquired some more ground up in your Yukon property. I think you're probably going to have to pay for that in part with shares. Is that right? And if so, that would give you something like 33 million shares out, that's all?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, we're looking at just a very small market cap. And so let's talk about your properties because, okay, a small market cap, if you got no value, so what? But I see potentially a great deal of value here. And the one that you're operating on now is Burrow Creek. It's in that's the one in Arizona. What can you tell us about that, and what do you hope to achieve with Burrow Creek this year?
Okay, Jay. Well, Burrow Creek is our flagship property, and this property has a lot of history with me. It goes back to the 1980s when we were going to put that in production. That was going to be my third mine to go in production, and the price of gold tanked, and the company at the time shelved it, and here we go. It's still sitting there. So Sitka has been able to acquire this property. And even though it was drilled again in 2008 and a historical resource exists on it, it never got mined again. And we're able to go in there where the last work done was a mobile metal ion survey over the projection of that vein to the south where there's a veneer cover of younger rock. And lo and behold, this rock actually showed a gold anomaly trace of exactly where that Burrow vein would be. Mm-hmm. So our project right now, our actual goal right now, is to test that projection for 1.3 kilometers, mm-hmm. as well as test the historical resource area. And we're in the middle of doing that. As we speak, the drill is turning. And we have the first few holes in for assay, which we dropped off just before the holiday season, and we expect those assays any day now. So that's okay. Our flagship property.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you expect the early drill holes, will they be confirming the historical numbers, or will you be stepping out as that extension?
A couple of them are confirming the historical numbers, and a couple of them are filling in an inferred area, or what would be called an inferred area at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you haven't made, I mean, it's not public information, the historical numbers, I guess, so we don't really know. What to expect here, but it sounds to me like it's a low-risk drilling project in the sense that you've identified the structure, and you know that part of it at least is mineralized.
Oh, absolutely. The historical information is available. It's actually in a technical report. Okay. On our website.
On the website, okay.
Yeah, and also filed with CETA. But it is low risk in the respect that we're pretty comfortable that the historical drill hole intercepts are valid. And again, I have to qualify that they are historical, and that's part of what this program is going to do is test that a bit. But the primary focus for us is to see how big this deposit can be, this mineralization. And if it wasn't for the geochem that was done, the last work done on the property, we wouldn't be nearly as excited about the potential of building a new resource on that property.
And this is a near-surface deposit that could be mined from surface, or is it an underground project?
Well, it's both. It's a wide vein system, an epithermal system, low sulfidation, it reaches up to 40 feet wide on the surface of the historical mineralized zone. But within that, there are components of very high-grade gold and silver, like over an ounce of gold and 20 ounces of silver, mineable widths of like 3 feet. So it really bodes itself to both open pit and underground. And this is where the blue sky is. We don't know how far this is going to go. And this first pass will give us a good idea.
Well, the first pass could also get people excited in the shares. I suspect if the numbers come out anything like you might expect. Well, anyway, that's the first project. That's your flagship. But you've got two more we need to talk about and try to let people know a little bit about today, because this is just really an introduction of your story to our listeners. The Alpha Gold property in Nevada is a Carlin-style target, as I understand it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
That's correct. It's right in the heart of the Carlin District, and it's a structural interpretation that has shown where the Cortez trend would project to an anticline called the Garden Valley Anticline, and this anticline is the lower plate carbonates that intercept that area. And the structural geologist that put this together feels that lower plate carbonate area where this intersection would happen is preserved, and it's at a mineable depth, and it needs to be tested. So this is a high-risk target, but it's also a very rewarding target if it does exist. So we are going to see about that. Probably the end of February is kind of what we're looking at there, to put the drill in there.
Wow, that's pretty soon then. And are these deep holes? Because a lot of times these Carlin targets tend to be quite deep.
Yeah, it's estimated that these are going to be between 12 and 1,500 feet max to go through the fertile target area. Uh-huh. We're permitted for up to 11 drill holes. We've already got that from the BLM. So we could go as soon as we want. Basically, it's just more a matter of organizing the logistics, the drills, and working with the weather, because you don't want to end up going in there when it's snowy and wet and wreck the roads and all that stuff. So that's one of the reasons why we're focused on Burrow right now.
Okay, so real quickly, you got the RC Gold property in the Yukon, and you just expanded. You put out an announcement today. You just expanded the size of that property. What are you looking for there?
Our targets there are intrusion-rated gold deposits, which is what you're dealing with at Victoria Gold's Eagle Mine that just went in production, and Golden Predator's Brewery Creek Mine that's slated for production, and AM Gold's property also. These are multi-million ounce gold deposits that surround our ground, and they're all in the Tombstone Gold Belt, which is the fertile area that you want to be in to look for these. So our property, the RC Gold property, was never really explored too much because it was not accessible until the last couple of years when a placer miner cut a road through that whole area, beautiful road. And the work done there was mostly mapping and soil sampling that has outlined these six drill targets, these intrusion-related gold deposit targets. One of them is 2 kilometers long and about a half a kilometer wide. So very exciting to be able to look at a project right from the grassroots that's never had a drill on it and going in there to test it. So the addition of the other property just expands our holdings by 10 times.
Wow,
and,
okay.
Yeah. It's gone to from 2,600 hectares to 33,000.
Oh, wow.
And there's also targets on there, like an amazing amount of work done, but only 20 drill holes in that entire package. So it's given us a real big play area to explore.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that you have to wait until the weather warms up a little to start working up there?
Yeah, it's preferable, that's for sure. Right now it's 45 below zero in Dawson and Mayo. But I've run projects up there in the middle of winter in February at 5,000 feet. So it depends on what you're looking for and how excited you are, and if you don't mind spending a few extra dollars. But we'll be waiting till the summer.
Okay. Sure. Well, you certainly have a lot going on with those three properties, and we would be looking for ongoing, news releases and assays and so forth. Real quickly, your management team, essentially, you're strictly an exploration company, I believe, or could you do some production?
We're an exploration company, yes.
Right.
That's exactly
okay.
What we're.
Right. Right.
Our,
now you also.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention to you that, like, our focus, frankly, is pretty simple. It's to build shareholder value through the acquisition and development of very fertile, highly prospective gold and silver properties that are in friendly mining jurisdictions. And basically just check off three things, and that's the jurisdictions have to be good, the logistics have to be good, like a road going through, and they got to be in favorable geological environments mm-hmm. where you're surrounded with proven multi-million ounce deposits that are either in production or being developed. Mm-hmm. So we see that in all three of these properties that we've got.
Right.
And that's why we think the shareholder value can be systematically built up.
I sure believe that. Yeah. Yeah, excellent. And just one more thing real quickly, because we're just about out of time here. With regard to, you have some copper targets too somewhere. Tell us briefly about that. I mean, I know you're excited about it, but your primary focus now are your three gold projects, but you also have some very interesting, at least one very interesting copper target, right?
Oh, absolutely. It isn't our focus right now, but we did do some work this past summer on it. It's a huge 50,000 hectare project up in the Arctic in Nunavut in Canada. And it's close to tidewater, about 30 miles. And we've got a new sedimentary hosted copper showing there that we call the copper leaf showing that returned 13% copper and 2 ounces of silver in grab samples. These are pieces of rock that were spit up by the permafrost melting and then freezing again.
Oh,
and
okay.
We ran a geophysics survey over that area, a gravity survey, and we extended that survey this summer, and it shows a gravity anomaly below these rocks on the surface that we're postulating could be copper mineralization, and being sedimentary hosted, it excites us because there could be substantial tonnage and found here. So yeah, that's through Sitka's subsidiary, Arctic Copper Corporation, which mm-hmm. we own 100%.
All right. And if this thing is big enough, you might look for a major or some large copper company to come in and spend some money to prove it up, if it's provable?
Oh, absolutely. It's more trying to find out how big this anomaly is by geophysics before we can really wrap around what kind of drill program would be an initial first phase there. And it could be that you want to bring in one of the heavy guns to test it, you know, if it's going to be several million dollar project.
So. Of course. Okay. So okay. Well, it was really exciting, your gold and your copper project as well. I'm really looking forward to those drill results, which should be coming out fairly soon on your first, on your Arizona property. So thank you so much, thank you so much, Cor, for being with us, and we'll look to talk to you again sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Jay. We'll probably see you at the NIF.